a fundraiser for the Spivey's Corner Volunteer Fire Department. Well, it turns out that in 2013, the National Hollerin' Contest became a part of the Hollerin' Heritage Festival, held on the second Saturday in September on the property of the Spivey's Corner Volunteer Fire Department. And in 2016, it was originally canceled after 47 years. A former junior winner of the contest had taken the canceled event since then and turned it into something new. To continue the tradition, it is now known as the Worldwide Hollerin' Festival and is held in October. So it's no longer National Hollerin' Contest Day on the third Saturday of June. But does it really matter? Hollerin' was done before people had telephones. It was the only way you could get a hold of somebody. Here's Hey Good Hearty. It's sad to belong to someone else when the right one comes along on SRE. Hurt takes us up to the top of the hour with Cotton Candy. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Canada, a change of scene was the most I bargained for. And then I discovered you, and in your eyes I found a love that I couldn't ignore. Down came the sun, fast, fast, fast beat my heart. I knew when the sun sunset. From that day, we never ever part.
Those two songs have an interesting history because you notice that they kind of start the same. And, of course, Canadian Sunset was first, but when Mary Wells went to record the original version of My Guy, they said, why don't we use that riff at the opening of the song? So that's why you have da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da at the beginning of My Guy. So that was Andy Williams with Canadian Sunset and Bernard Ebbinghaus with My Guy. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. This is hour number two of the fourth show of the seventh season. And if you're looking for historical events that have happened in this particular week, June 17th, 1837, Charles Goodyear received his first rubber patent. Well, on June 17th, 1994, some of his radials may have been used in this little thing, but it was a little event called O.J. Simpson in his Ford Bronco for an hour and a half as Americans all over the country watched the chase on national television. That is almost 30 years ago. My goodness, that was probably the first chase we watched nationally, right? June 18th, 1983, Sally Ride became the first woman in space. On June 18th, 1934, the Federal Communications Commission was created. Yeah, there you go. So, June 19th, 1964, after an 83-day filibuster, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was approved. June 20th, 1782, the U.S. Congress approved the Great Seal of the U.S. and the Bald Eagle as its symbol. June 20th, 1967, Muhammad Ali was convicted of refusing induction into the armed services. On June 21st, 1948, the 33 and a third RPM LP record format was introduced and planned to replace the 78 RPM. June 22nd, 1847, Hanson Gregory created the first donut. June 22nd, 1934, John Dillinger was named America's first public enemy number one. And June 23rd, 2016, Brexit. The United Kingdom voted to leave the European Union. So there. They made their statement. There was no loving arms there. Here's Alan Tew on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you.
Too much noise in your world? Well, you've found the place to quiet things down. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with John Fox there, and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. A Beatles tune originally, right? And another Beatles tune before that with Lex de Azevedo and All My Loving. Floyd Kramer, Donuts Make My Brown Eyes Blue, and yes, I said that just the way I said it. Buckingham Strings before that with Listen to the Falling Rain. Frank Purcell and Mandy, and that set started with Alan Tew with Loving Arms. I'm Eric O'Brien, and over in China, astronomers have detected a mysterious radio signal coming from a galaxy 3 billion light years away. Scientists say the repeating fast radio burst was first detected in 2019 on a huge radio telescope in southern China, and it's coming from the outskirts of a distant dwarf galaxy. A study on the findings was published about a week ago, and the researchers say hundreds of fast radio bursts have been identified in the universe, but this one is the only fast radio burst that has remained persistently active since being discovered. I don't know if iHeart has any interest in buying it, but they better watch out. Mayo! Yeah, okay, yeah, anyhow. yeah, that was a dumb sound. Meanwhile, over in Mexico, a team of chefs at the at a festival in Mexico cooked up the largest burger in country's history. Not a Larry burger, but a burger nonetheless. The chefs at the second annual International Hamburger Festival worked together during the event to cook a massive hamburger in about 10 minutes. The burger weighed in at 629.4 pounds. Organizers said the burger would be cut into portions and provided to local food charities. Thankfully, the burger was nearly double the size of the 343.9-pound hamburger created at last year's festival. Organizers said this year's burger set a national record for Mexico, and they are making plans to make next year's a Guinness World Record beater, which they have to be 2,566 pounds and 9 ounces, set in Germany in 2017. Meanwhile, speaking of food, a British man put his frisbee-tossing skills to the test by breaking the Guinness World Record for throwing... Well, let's just say this. Oliver Miles told Guinness that he decided to attempt this world record after watching a YouTube video while on COVID lockdown. So it gave him something to focus on, which really helped his mental health, and actually breaking the world record would prove these efforts weren't in vain. What was he throwing at a distance of 90 feet and 11 inches? A tortilla. Yes, it's a funny feeling, he said. It gets super silly. It's a super silly world record. Can't believe I'm the person who can throw a tortilla the furthest in the world, he said. The record stood at 30 feet 1 inch when he originally decided to break the record. It was bested in the meantime by David Rush, our friend, the man in Idaho, doing that for Steam. He threw it 54 feet 5 inches, but it was again beaten after that. But now Oliver Miles in England took the world record at 90 feet 11 inches. That had to be one very well-cooked tortilla. No sleeping for him. Here's Johnny Pearson with Sleepy Shores on SRE. Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
I'm Kelly Steffens, and you're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
If I'd be talking to you and playing the game. But the best thing for me to do is get up and leave without knowing your name. It might have been something special, baby, something only people in love could understand. Like this ring on.
Little bit of a different sound for Lobo there. It was a departure from what he previously recorded. And, it was his last hit on the charts, I do believe, too. It was written by Jeff Silber, who wrote The Wind Beneath My Wings. Also, Sam Lorber and Steve Jobe had a bit of a hand in writing it as well. That's what I wanted to say, yes. So there you go. That was Where Were You When I Was Falling in Love by Lobo. Paul Marriott before that in One on One. And Johnny Pearson in there with Sleepy Shores. I think my voice has gone to sleep, actually. Here's Harold Winkler and Eye Level. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Better than you can talk, that's for sure.
Who let you in here? Thank you.
If you're not relaxed by now, well, here's another smooth, relaxing, and easy favorite to help.
To live without you would only mean heartbreak for me.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Burt Bacharach there with Message to Michael. Before that, the Enoch Light Singers. I Say a Little Prayer for You, both Burt Bacharach tunes. One of my favorite composers there. James Last, You Are My Love. Joe Harnell did Fly Me to the Moon. Lex de Azevedo in there and What a Fool Believes. And Harold Winkler with Eye Level. Well, just because we need to waste some time, and this always goes over really well. This always goes over really well.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Oh, do it again.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Hey, it's a great idea.
Cleans the transmitter every week. Here's Ferranti and Teicher at their twin pianos and the greatest love of all. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you. We've come to the end of another program. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. This is program number Y7-4.
A lot of people asking for your program?
No, not really.
Why do you advertise what number it is?
Just for, I don't know. I have no idea. If I knew, I would tell you.
Your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Shop demands your attention on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Als das Kind Kind war, wirkte es am Spinat, an den Erbsen, am Milchreis und am gedünsteten Blumenkohl. Und isst jetzt das alles und nicht nur zur Not. Als das Kind Kind war, erwachte es einmal in einem fremden Bett und jetzt immer wieder. Erschienen ihm viele der Menschen schön und jetzt nur noch im Glücksfall, stellte es sich klar ein Paradies vor und kann es jetzt höchstens ahnen, konnte es sich nichts nicht denken und schaudert heute davor. Als das Kind Kind war, spielte es mit Begeisterung und jetzt so ganz bei der Sache wie damals, nur noch, wenn diese Sache seine Arbeit ist.